We're taking communion today. At this time, I'd like you all to prepare your hearts and your minds for what we're about to do. We're going to start off in Romans 5. It says, therefore, we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for an unrighteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And aren't we all still sinners? Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were still God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The actions of the communicants, us, are to take the bread and eat, and to take the cup and drink, and to do both in remembrance of Christ. But this outward act is not the whole or principal part of what is to be done at this holy ordinance. Those who partake of it, us, are to take him, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and your life, and to yield yourself up to him and live upon him. Here is the accounts of the ends of this ordinance. It is to be done in remembrance of Christ, to keep fresh in our minds his dying for us, as well as to remember Christ pleading for us in the virtue of his death at God's right hand. It is not merely a remembrance of Christ, of what he has done and suffered, but to celebrate his grace in our redemption. We declare his death to be our life and the spring of all of our comforts and hopes. Now, at this church, we practice open communion. 1 Corinthians 11 says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks a cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. If we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So if I could have the servants please come up and pass out the elements.
Thank you.
In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." He said, "For whenever you drink this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to take communion. Lord, forgive me, forgive us for our sin-filled hearts. Please give us a heart of sincereness, a heart of conviction, and a heart of condemnation. Lord, I always think of the tax collector, how he had to beat his chest because he was so distraught over his own sin. Lord, give us that kind of a heart where we are distraught when we sin. Lord, we're not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but you freely give us these gifts. Because you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to be beaten and to be hung upon a cross for our sins. For this, we can only say thank you. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you and praise your name.